remember this day. Exodus 13 and verse 3. And Moses said unto the people, remember this day in which ye came from Egypt, out of the house of bondage, for by strength of hand the Lord brought you out from this place. There shall be no leavened bread eaten. The day we remember the two great world wars and those who died in them, we call them our honored dead. They gave their lives for us. Surely we could do nothing else but bestir our memory in deep thankfulness for the deliverances which God in mercy gave to us as a nation. German militarism and German Nazism were diabolical foes, especially when allied, as in World War II, with Japanese imperialism. As they overran the world, what blood, what destruction, what fear flooded our age. It seemed that the world would never be able to rid itself of the sickening plague of darkness and hell. A chain was forged for the imprisonment of the whole earth. Only by divine intervention could the battle be won. Interceding saints caught firmly hold of the horns of the altar and prevailed in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ against this devil of hell and the demons of the pit behind the fascist hellish amalgamation. Those prayers were answered, and when all hope was fading, made salvation's way in the sea and a delivering path in the deep waters. The God of battles, who is the God of truth, fought for us, and we did hold our peace. Today in humility and penitence, let us return to the God of our fathers and seek his face, that he may revive his work among us and restore our nation to the old paths of true religion and undefiled before God. Forgetfulness of past mercies is a horrible thing. It leads on to final apostasy. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Isaiah chapter 35, verse 7. Turn ye, for why will ye die?